Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.
From St. Louis Public Radio. This is St. Louis on the Air.
I'm Sarah Fenske. Nearly 6,000 people have been lost to COVID-19 in the St. Louis area. It's been a long and heartbreaking 19 months, and there haven't been many opportunities to mourn collectively. But Saturday night at the Sheldon Concert Hall, an incredible group of St. Louisans hosted a moving event honoring those we've lost together. Our producer Evie Hemphill was there as a talented choir led by Philip Woodmore set the tone for the evening. They brought joy and hope to a somber event with gorgeous anthems and heartfelt singing, even in masks. Let's take a moment now to listen to some highlights from this precious time of music and reflection in memory of our fellow St. Louisans.
My mom, Dr. Gate Griffin Snyder, was a doctor of psychology. She was a therapist, a professor, a mentor, and a comfort to many, many people. She was a single parent, and I was her only child. My mom died in the ICU of Barnes Jewish Hospital on Saturday, June 6, 2020. She had entered the ICU the Sunday before. She was fierce and had survived many struggles in her life while maintaining a positive outlook that most people wouldn't have been able to keep. In my last conversation with her, she told me, "It's not going to win, I'm fighting." And then 4 days later, she was dead. It still shocks me that all of this has happened, that hundreds of thousands of people have been lost, that there are still arguments going on about whether COVID is a real threat at all and how to best protect our communities.
Hispanic and Latinx folks are a crucial part of our essential workforce. During the worst moments of the pandemic, they continued to work in person, while many of us were able to safely work from home. During the pandemic, many of those who walked before us made the ultimate sacrifice. Many were denied the opportunity to be healthy and well. We must not forget their contributions, and we must work to ensure that everyone in our community has access to high-quality health care.
I need some distraction.
The Italian poet Francesco Petrarca wrote those words to his younger brother in the midst of the bubonic plague that would take the lives of 200 million people in Europe, Eurasia, and Africa. The words are ancient, but the emotion is timeless and very much of our own moment.
ghost and write a poem.
Good evening, everyone. I'm still not sure why I bother to put on lipstick under a mask. You never know what you look like when you take it off. I did not know what to expect in this space. And I have been ministered to. I have been comforted. I have been inspired. And I have been pushed to want to do more. I'm sure those of you sitting out there are feeling the same way. Angela, thank you for speaking their names. May their memories be a blessing, and may we continue to speak those names.
Requiem eternam, dona eis Domine, et lux perpetua,
are just a few moments from the public event that took place Saturday night right here in Grand Center at the Sheldon. Hundreds gathered to honor the nearly 6,000 St. Louisans lost to COVID-19 during this ongoing pandemic. More than 12,000 Missourians have died and 700,000 Americans. Across the globe, the toll has reached more than 4.5 million. To learn more about the Requiem of Light event and the community members who put it together, see requiemoflight.com. This episode was produced and edited by Evie Hemphill. Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here. If you learned something new from today's episode, consider leaving us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the easiest way to help people discover our show. We appreciate it. Thank you. St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.